Well, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And as we follow Him, we learn very important things as we go forward in the Lord our God again. His judgments we need. His authority we need. His strength we need. His logic we need. There's no reason not to be in a state of reception to the things of God. Jesus said one thing He said to every church when He addressed the seven churches, let them that have ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the churches. The Lord is trying to secure us. He's trying to help us. His plan is good and wealthy, full of resources. The plan of God takes man exponentially, multiplied exponentially by multiplied exponentially potential. He takes us so much further than we can go with our wits and our own understanding. That's why the proverb said, trust in the Lord, lean not unto your own understanding. Now let's look at the opposite of trusting in the Lord. Kenneth Copeland once said, everybody's going to trust something. There's something you trust. It's just like a chair. The more you trust it, the harder you sit in it. Whatever you trust is what you're going to use your faith for. That's what you're going to do. People have been trained in this country to use that faith. They're skilled at it. And that's good. And I thank God for that. That was a time when people didn't do that. They prayed with hope. They didn't pray directly with faith and get results like they do today. And not just the Pentecostal churches, but every denomination has been operating in faith. See, when people do something at work and people see it and notice it, they start doing it. One thing about denominational people, they have kinfolks and cousins, sometimes brothers and sisters, that go to Pentecostal churches. And if the Pentecostal people do what's right, and they present God in a godly way, and that don't always happen. I've known Pentecostal people to be obnoxious. But if they do it the right way, people will see better. And they may not go to the Pentecostal church, but they'll do better. In other words, if somebody start walking on water, other people will walk on water. People started getting healed in the sight of people. What happens? People start looking at God different. They're not going to leave where they're going in most cases, but they'll start receiving healing. They're open to the move of God. When people are full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, for instance, and people notice it, their understanding is challenged at first, and then they see better, and then they stop talking about it. And sometimes, at least they'll give it a chance. So when you go to churches now, they're saying more, they're able to use their faith. And they talk about believing God. They talk about speaking the word. They talk about confessions. And they probably never heard of Charles Capps. But the people who received these words, they did it. And they taught it. And they, people preach out in public. They're not getting on a platform and drawing a crowd. But the message that the average Christian hears, they display it before the people. If they repent, anytime somebody repent and change their life, they do it, and that's the way they live. And where they work, they become the go-to guy or the go-to girl because they're living an outstanding life. And I've seen it. I work every day. I've seen this happen in the workplace, and then sometimes the Lord will open the door for you to minister to people. And it gives people greater concepts. And what happens? They repent. So the gospel is doing what it's designed to do. But the more we follow God, the better off we'll be. Now, people are skilled in faith. I built that case, and it's evident. That doesn't mean every person is perfect, but that means that they're skilled in using faith. If they get on the pitch, they know what to do. But trust is another, that's the other side of faith that people haven't tapped into correctly. So when you trust something, that's what you're going to vote on. That's what you're going to go on. Watch this. That's what you're going to believe God for. If you trust your own mind, you're going to believe God in that avenue. You're only going to believe God for the things that you approve. What are you leaning toward? Why? Among Christians, they believe God for certain things. But let's say the Holy Spirit tells them to do something. Many don't know that they have the same responsibility to do the spoken word of God as they do the written word of God. But when you're using your faith to do what God put in motion, now you're going to higher ground. You don't know what's going to happen. It's going to require faith. Because you trust God, you lean on Him. And you do what He, when you do what He said because He said it, that's trust. And as you do it, it turns into faith. See, the Lord explained it to me this way. He said, faith is the verb side of trust, and trust is the noun side of faith. Trust is a thing. A thing is a person, place, or an object. It's something. It's reliance. Because I trust God, I'm not working. I'm not planning. I'm obeying His plan. I'm leaning on His plan. I don't even know what's going to happen, but I know that everything that comes from God is ultimately good. It's going to be beyond how I think. So as I trust Him, I'll start a process in life that's better than what I could come up with. And people are still hard-headed. They're doing hard-headed works. They're doing what they think and what the council has voted on. And the council is doing what they think is best. This is why people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. There's no way to learn. There's no way to learn what will happen if you do what God said until you do it. If you don't have the wisdom to originate the plan in the first place, you don't know how that plan will look when it unfolds. And just like the Pharisees and the Sadducees that wanted Jesus dead, they did everything to kill Jesus because they were off track thinking they were right. They thought they were perfectly doing the law of Moses. They thought their attitude was okay. They thought it was okay to walk past a dying man that fell among thieves. He's not a Jew. I'll leave him on the ground and walk on, just like in Jesus' parable. That's how they thought. That's why the reference was so strong, because people had seen it. They witnessed the priest walk around hurting people. They saw it. It was a culture. They didn't expect a leper to get healed. They didn't fear God that way. They said, well, they must have fell in sin. And they write them off. Just like a man will write off taxes, things they bought and purchased, they write it off. And Jesus loved those people. He loved every person. And they think it's okay to write people off and forget about them. I've heard Christians act that way. But when it came to the plan of God, they had no clue. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 said, if the enemy had known, he wouldn't have had Jesus crucified. Satan is no different. In other words, they're just like he is. he processes things selfishly. He can't. He don't think of things according to the love of God. He don't understand how it'll grow. And he always overlooked the powerful works of God. He's afraid of it because he can't do anything about it. He's the opposite of God. That's why he's a scavenger. Even when he seduces a country, it starts off, he gets the control through lust and greed and false perceptions of power. And people, everybody that buy into it, give them his, they give him control of their life and their money. And if Satan has control of your life, he's got control of your possessions. He's got control of your influence. He's got control of your advice. He's got control of you. That's why it's not good to take money from anybody. I don't want anybody's money. I look to God for my resources. When people give you money, they think they got a stock in what you're doing. Anybody that gives to this ministry, they're helping me do what God said. I'm going to do it God's way. I'm not going to do it their way. I'm not going to do it your way. I'm going to do what God said. If there's a problem, just don't give. But if you want to join, you're welcome to. But I don't want anybody's money. I don't want the government's money. Because I'm not going to bow down to Baal. There are so many politicians that have bowed their behind down to Baal. And I don't do that. I don't need your tax breaks. I'm going to do it God's way until he take me off the earth. And I'm going to leave behind a legacy that they can't stop. I mean that. I'm doing it. Now, it's time for people to wake up and follow God. If you put what he's saying on the higher shelf than what you think, you're going to be able to do greater works. It doesn't get any simpler than that. If you can't do it, you cannot know what will happen if you trust God and operate it by faith. You can't just receive what God say and rejoice and forget about it. You still won't know what will happen if you do it. If you follow through, your trust will turn into directed faith. The trust of God will direct your faith in the right avenue, on higher ground, and you'll be able to do greater things. I have tried to tell people these things personally. It's like I'm speaking another language. It's like I'm speaking in tongues. They have something to do. They treat it too lightly. So I tell people that God direct me to now. I don't just go and start a conversation about this. If God put it on my heart, then I'll do it. Because people resist the Holy Spirit, and that's not good. If they don't want it, then they just can't be selected to do what God has to do. He'll have to find somebody else or do it another way, which he always does. But he has to use people that will listen or raise up people that will listen and not let the things of God fall to the earth. Like so many wonderful people of God do. When a person is yielded to the Lord, they follow. Sometimes people do it just like my pastor said, sometimes people have faith accidents. Everything just lined up. They believed God. They didn't doubt, and God was able to move in their life. But they don't always do that. And one reason is why is because of trust. When you learn something from the Lord, hear me good. When you learn something from the Lord, it has to set in deep. You got to have roots. When you have roots, you're more stable. You're more stable when you have roots. When you, a person that has roots is different than a person that just heard the word and they enter with joy and they get something done. You have to meditate on things for it to have the roots you need. You have to hear his word over and over again in faith and with joy to receive roots. The words will supply you with the roots you need. You have to receive the counsel of God, not wrestle against it. If you're still wrestling with the plan of God, you're wrong. You wake up. You can't do that. Why are you wrestling with the best possible wisdom? And that can be a way of life. And if you're wrestling with it, you're trying to rebut it, but you know it's right. Sit down, receive what God is saying, and ask him all the questions so that you can get on board. Getting on board with God is a whole other teaching. When the Lord says something to me, it comes with challenges. You know people don't want it. They're not groomed for it. It's hard to get something new to people. It's just like the commercial. The man said, let's build something that can float on the water. Go get the pineapples and come back. And maybe we can all build it strong enough for all of us to go. They couldn't see his vision. Then he got ate up by an octopus. And then the next person was going to go get the pineapples without a boat. And the octopus is still out there. That's why people fail, because they keep trying to do the things that worked yesterday, when God is trying to promote you into what will work now and in the future. The anointing that God provided yesteryear, is still strong and thriving. But the enemy has seduced people, and they need a stronger anointing to break the yokes. And they need sincere people to start it. They need people who trust God now, not just people who have faith in him. And the people who have faith in him, they received something new, but they trusted God, and they got that part done, and they did well. I'm on their shoulders working. But now God needs us to trust him. He said, in the middle of the charismatic movement, in the early 90s, the Lord told me, he said, the biggest problem in the church is my people don't follow me. They're using their faith for something, they're doing stuff, they're doing activity, but they're not following through with what the Lord is trying to give them. And because of that, they can't value it. If you pick up a diamond in the rough, it looks like a rock. You just got to know what you're looking for. And you might take that $300,000 diamond and skip it across the lake, because you think it's a rock, you can't value it, you don't know what it is. But if you receive God's word with trust and you do it, you're going to value what God wants. The day is going to come, and it always does, when the Lord says something and it challenges you to the core, but you did it because Jesus said it. One day, you're going to find out that wasn't just a word, that was a diamond. It didn't look like one when he first said it. It was a diamond seed that produces more diamonds. And you didn't realize it until you acted on what he said and stuck with it. And when it becomes a way of life, that means you gain roots. And you have roots to finish what God has put in motion. And people will live. For a very long time, it may look like it's not working. So if you try to use God's platform to gain success and look good before men, you're in the wrong business. If you follow God, you're not going to always look prestigious. If you got to look prestigious, you need to start doing something else. But if you want to win souls and do it God's way, you got to follow Him. You got to get your hands dirty. You got to work out. Just like we work out our salvation, and we don't always look pretty doing it. You got to do what's necessary to get the job done, and you may have to do it by yourself for some time. But I'm out of time. But the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.